In our retrospective study, we found that stress cardiomyopathy is often underrecognized in the critical care setting. Primary stress cardiomyopathy is commonly seen in the cardiac ICUs, and the secondary form predominates in the medical surgical ICUs. Presentation of secondary stress cardiomyopathy is often atypical, and the majority of patients have simultaneous acute respiratory failure and sepsis. High index of clinical suspicion for stress cardiomyopathy is needed in patients who develop sudden or worsening unexplained hemodynamic instability, arrhythmias, or respiratory failure. Cardiac catheterization may not always be feasible to confirm the diagnosis. Routine use of point-of-care ultrasound on all ICU patients will help identify more cases. The outcome of these patients are excellent, as the majority of them show complete reversibility of cardiac function on follow-up imaging.